AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Luck on occasion, but I like to pick the occasion. What a guest, David Siegel.
Thanks for letting me have the last segment off, Pete. Appreciate that.
You took the whole thing off.
Allowed me that segment off.
One very small blurb at the end of the interview. I thought David Siegel was kind of stiff when he would come on the show working for the Dodgers because I thought he was just scared of Lon Rosen, his boss. But turns out he's just a stiff. But thank you, David. And don't forget to check out the LA Sports Council Summit coming up at the Omni. You're not going to co-sign that or anything?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
We are the worst people in the world.
I know.
The Bachelorette Report is coming up. This very much to the chagrin of Don McLean, but it's going to happen. The Bachelorette Report.
Another segment off.
No.
Yes, you have Olivia.
Like me talking to my daughter last night. Like, I want milk. No. It's middle of the night. No. The Bachelorette Report is coming up in the very next segment. And then Don McLean mock draft
2.0,
which is huge.
That's the truth.
For the people. Because Don might throw in some wacky trades. And Don's going to talk about all this wacky stuff going on. When it comes to New Orleans, hey, how come we haven't checked in with the people in New Orleans like I thought we were going to today? Instead, we put David Siegel on instead of checking in with my hometown.
He really tried to slide that one in there, Tim. Small writing on the rundown.
I tried. Man, I apologize.
Look how big the number word and song is. And then look at David Siegel, the writing.
We're still giving away spots in the PMS Silverado Suite Night tickets to see the Dodgers take on the D-backs on July 2nd, hosted by me, courtesy of the all-new Chevy Silverado Chevrolet. Find new roads. And I think tomorrow, is that our day to give away the Escape to watch a Boys in Blue play? That's a great prize, featuring air travel from Southwest Airlines, hotel accommodations, spending money, and tickets to see the Boys in Blue play on the road at home. Either way, it's Escape a Day, brought to you by Southwest Airlines. Low fares, no hidden fees. That is transparency. And Don?
Yes?
You got it. I believe it's the number of the day.
Yes, I do.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day, P, is 9. Former big leaguer Lenny Dykstra revealed that over the weekend he spent 9 hours. Think about this. 9 hours.
The whole day.
Dumpster diving in a trash dumpster behind a Jersey Mike's in New Jersey. 9 hours.
Well, he's got problems.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Nine?
The bread is so hard on those subs, Dykstra said. I took my teeth out and put them in a napkin, folded it up, and forgot they were there. Dykstra left the restaurant, which is about 2 miles from his home, and later realized he'd forgotten his teeth in the napkin. Okay. So how would you forget your teeth?
Who did this interview?
It was on a New Jersey website.
When I went back, the workers said they threw all the napkins in the garbage, Dykstra said. I told them there was no effing way I was leaving without my effing teeth. The dentures are specially made with bone marrow and are valued at
$80,000. $80,000 dentures?
Yeah.
Dr. Cunning.
He called him.
Here's
buddy.
What I would say before you chime in, P. And I would say we could probably say this for the last 10 or so years. Hey, Lenny, stay hot. Because you really got it going right now.
Now, he was a Philly, right?
And a Met.
Yeah, but with John Kruk, he was a Philly, yeah. Right? Now, John Kruk's in the news because he got mad at the Philly fanatic The Philly fanatic came and spilled popcorn on him, and Kruk got all pissy on the air.
What does Kruk do now? The local TV?
Philly's analyst.
Yeah, he did not like the Philly fanatic.
Well, the fanatic came into the booth.
Was
and
it a bit?
Dumb stuff. The fanatic thought it was, and John Kruk didn't like it. The play-by-play guy's like, oh, "This is great, thank you, fanatic."
And what did Kruk do? Get the F out of here.
Basically, not happy.
All right. It's time for the word of the day.
You don't like that?
Me with his words.
What?
The word of the day.
$80,000 dentures. He spent 9 hours looking.
What do you mean
for
I didn't like that? You want me to sit there and talk about it? I mean, it's sad. The guy's got problems. He's mentally ill, for God's sakes.
And the dentist who gave him the dentures said, "Don't worry, Lenny. If you would have lost them, I would give you new ones because I'm a big Mets fan."
$80,000 dentures?
Lenny didn't pay for them. They were giving them to him by the
dentist.
Now,
does he live in like a halfway house or something?
I don't know where he's living nowadays. Remember,
I know where he lives.
Repossessed.
2 miles from the Jersey Mike's.
Oh, thank you. None of these things are my fault.
None of what things?
Dumpster diving with Dykstra, Siegel, Gillian Zucker and Fontucky, The Bachelorette, Olivia's new boyfriend. None of these things are my fault. None of them.
Yes, they are. It's your show.
Clean it up, P.
Yeah, clean it up.
Get Olivia in here. It's time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Sit down in Vic's chair, Olivia, please, and watch out for the beard hair stuck to the mic sock. Today's word of the day is romance. As it was revealed today that Olivia's been on 4 dates with a guy named Tim.
How did this sneak by you, P? That's what I want to know.
It didn't.
Yes, it did. She's already had 4 dates,
hey,
and you're
listen,
just now finding out about
first
it.
First of all, I don't monitor Olivia like she's
you ride into work with her every day.
She's an adult, and she can do whatever she wants on her off hours from being the Petro S Corp intern. We have a dissolved Petro Media.
That's right.
And Petro's S Corp is arising out of the dust like the city of Dubai. Why are you laughing? Well, you don't think that I... Why? What? I'm not allowed to make money at the same job you do? I can't make a living too, Don? Why is it funny?
Petro Media was just so much better than Petro S Corp.
We don't know the name of the Petro S Corp.
Well, can you get one?
Call my wife. She's the president. I just worked
there. My wife.
All I'm saying is what Olivia does is Olivia's business.
My wife.
Now, I hope that things are safe and respectful. But beyond that, what should I be doing, Don? Should I be like the Phantom of the Opera? Stalking around all jealous?
No. I think you should.
Playing the organ under the house?
No, you shouldn't.
Drugging her?
You made it a huge revelation today that you dug up the fact that she's been on dates with this guy.
I didn't dig it up. She offered it up.
We had a long car ride yesterday, and we talked about it.
We talked about it on the car ride home. And I'm just saying that my goal for the summer, through our radio show, and just through living life, is not to ruin Olivia's relationship. This show has ruined countless relationships. Countless.
Does he listen, Olivia?
No.
Well, they were good.
He goes to Amherst. Of course he doesn't listen. Wait, Santa Monica City College.
He doesn't come
home
for the summer.
You listen.
She's dating him. He's here. He's in L.A., right?
Yeah.
He is.
Again, Amherst. Best liberal arts college in the country. Not going to listen to great sports talk.
He played high school basketball.
Great sports talk.
Olivia last night called him like, "Hey, what are you going to do?" I was just calling right before bed, and he was like, "I'm reading The Economist." No, it's just I made that conversation up. All I'm saying is my goal is to not ruin their relationship.
I do think you guys should meet, though. I think that would be a great.
Well, we're going to have to do it like a spy kind of thing where like we go on one side of a bridge.
Hey, there he is.
And then we walk into the middle and we have like a little talk, guns drawn.
Like the third man.
Yeah, like the third man is right. Damn it. So I just wanted to make that proclamation that I'm not going to ruin
like
this.
Like Cusack and Aykroyd.
The only thing I don't like, and maybe this is saying too much, I just heard he doesn't text back right away all the time. And then I wonder, what's he doing?
I'm envisioning a scenario like Cusack and Aykroyd and Gross Point Blank. Remember that when they met for breakfast?
He throws a TV on the guy.
Guns drawn.
Guns
under the table.
Go ahead and eat your omelet. No, you go ahead. No, we're going to do it like a spy thing, like an exchange of a hostage. They're going to go on. She, Olivia and Tim from Amherst, 6'4", reads The Economist. I'm going to go on one side of the Vincent Thomas Bridge. And Pedro goes to Terminal Island. I, with Cates, I believe in my contingency, maybe Siegel, will be on the will be on the bottom side, the Pedro side. And we'll take two golf carts, meet in the middle, make some small talk, maybe go to the chowder barge. But this is going to have to be done very delicately and meticulously, like disarming a nuclear weapon.
Well, let's set a goal. After which date do we anticipate this happening?
Four dates, guys.
I think after eight.
That's four dates. Is that, you know,
after eight dates.
Where'd they go on these dates, by the way?
Hey. We don't want to pry too much.
We can talk about
this.
No,
that says a lot about where the relationship is where they're going, eating, events.
Second date, Grand Central Market.
What about the first date?
These are all the places that you go.
Yes, all my fun favorite places.
Well, why
places?
Can't he take you somewhere that he likes to go? Like, you know, like share his experience with
we
you.
We did on the third date. It was called
Del Frisco's?
Yes. That one. In Santa Monica.
This guy's got a little bread. He's flipping some bread around.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. All right. Real nice. All right.
And so then the fourth date was that festival this weekend.
Where was the first date? Yeah, you're right.
First date was a combination of things. We started at Salt and Straw.
That's your place?
Yeah, that's my place. Then Griffith Observatory. No, Abbot Kinney.
Okay, all right.
Which I've never been to the Griffith Observatory. And then
so you went up there like Natalie Wood?
Yes.
It was a rebel without a cause.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and then a hot dog?
Yes, and then a hot dog.
Pink's hot dogs?
Pink's hot dogs. It was like the full typical LA tourist experience.
Super touristy. All right, okay, that's okay though. First date, you know, driving around, talking, feeling it out. I get it. Second date,
Grand Central Market.
At Egg Slut or whatever. Third date, Del Frisco's. Bougie. That's evening gown. Fourth date.
Country Music Festival.
Boot Scoot Boogie.
Boots and Brews.
Yeah. So fifth date coming up. I mean, you know, why are we messing around?
All right, so we had to guess his name. Let's guess where the fifth date is going to be.
Oh, boy.
I'll go first. Private plane to San Francisco.
I mean, might have
with
that
Richard
kind of
Gere filling in.
Here, I got a... Look, this just my goal is to not screw it up for Olivia. That's my goal. Because I remember Wendy.
Good luck with that.
Remember Wendy and Christian? Remember that?
Remember Sandy?
Oh, God.
Korean?
Oh, God. We've ruined more than one relationship.
Sandy, why don't you go home? It's your birthday. Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. Boyfriend was with another woman.
Yeah, we sent her home on
really?
Her birthday. We sent our Korean intern home on her birthday, and she was like, oh, thanks, I'll go be with my boyfriend. And she showed up, and he was...
You saved the day. Yeah. Better
yeah,
off knowing.
Sure. Really opened up her...
That's right. That's right.
Opened up her eyes.
Hey, honey, I'm up.
All right, so we are going to try our damnedest to not ruin this for Olivia. But if he screws up...
Wait, where'd you say, Tim? Fifth date?
Private plane to San Francisco.
What's your take?
I'm not going to say.
I mean, come on. The whole city's your oyster, Don.
Each one's getting bigger and more grand.
I'm going to say drive to Vegas for the night.
You know what? I think the fifth date, Olivia's going to flip the script and call my boy Barry or call me, and I'm going to get him tickets and send him somewhere.
Wow.
And Olivia's going to control the date. Now, she won't
have... I controlled the fourth date. That was my idea.
All right, I'm out. I'm just saying, you know, that way Olivia will be like, you know, she won't have to come out of the pocket because it'll be Petros and
Money. Hey, we're going to Brooks and Dunn tonight, whether you like it or not.
And we're going to do the Boot Scoot Boogie.
That's right.
Ronnie, is that the song of the day?
This
we're
going
to try not to screw this
day.
Up.
Yeah.
But this guy, he better put in his work. I don't want that on this. This is not coming to this guy like John Baptist's head on a platter. He's going to have to work for it.
The Ocean Blue are a band from Hershey, Pennsylvania, with our song of the day called All the Way Blue. And it's music from the new album titled Kings and Queens, Knaves and Thieves.
Gotcha
the
related.
Seventh full-length LP and sixth, well, first in 6 years, that is, from the 90s alt-rock band that comes out this Friday the 21st. And you can see them playing at the Echoplex in Silver Lake on Sunday, November the 17th. It's brand new music from the Ocean Blue.
Blue like the Dodgers?
Indeed.
That's true.
Dodgers Giants? Tim Cates.
Yikes.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck, headed your way next. We will stay in the world of romance, Don. Oh, what was
you
it?
And, you and Olivia will.
No, you.
I'm out for this.
Uh-uh.
No,
I will not have my intelligence insulted again this week.
You're right. It is insulting. You're right.
Especially
about
this
that.
Episode.
But you're paid to be insulted.
It's worse than last week?
Olivia, giant temper tantrum, but it's so great.
Olivia said it on the way up. She goes, Dawn's really not going to like this.
Here's a question. Does her boyfriend watch The Bachelorette?
On occasion.
Wait a minute, He's the boyfriend now? Are we calling him a boyfriend?
No.
She just answered.
Okay, is four date Tim, whatever
Labels
his name is.
Labels are important. Labels are important. I think they're in the transfer portal. I think right now they're in the transfer portal from dating into exclusivity.
And
it's a very delicate time. Probably shouldn't
gonna
have been
go
brought
one
up.
Way or the other, P.
Probably shouldn't have been brought up on the radio. That's how delicate of a time it is.
Hey, dude. Olivia's in studio talking about you, bro.
Yeah, talking all about you. Went through all the dates.
Thanks, Devin.
Said you have weird.
She is bright red right now. She knows that's a possibility. She is going to text, hey, what are you doing, hon?
I really like him, but he's got this weird happy trail. Kind of a gnarly. Now, she didn't say that, dude. She didn't say that. Hey, what was his level of excitement when the trade went down? The Anthony
Not much.
He was a hoopster.
He loves the Lakers. He's a big fan. He was thrilled.
Oh, we're out.
We didn't talk about it. We're
out. She said trade. He goes, I love Amazon stock at this time.
Oh. tell him we got a sweet Ivica Zubac jersey for him if he's willing to flip sides. Tell him to walk across the hallway. If you're really in love, walk across the hallway. We're the Clipper Station here. Tim. I knew you couldn't quit us, Don. I'm sorry about Olivia's
Are you apologizing to Tim?
Her significant other.
He's listening by now. I know he is. His bros were like, dude, isn't that Olivia you've been seeing for the last couple weeks?
I feel bad.
Yeah, dude.
I shouldn't have said he
She's in there talking about you, bro.
I shouldn't have said he had a happy trail. I don't know if he has a happy trail.
He does. He's in college, isn't he?
I just feel bad. Like,
isn't he in college?
So how's it going, Tim? You know, not bad. Talking about me on this radio show. I'm sorry, Tim. We'll do better. We're going to do better. But that's the problem. Like, I wanted it, like, the word of the day was, like, we're not going to ruin Olivia's romance.
We're off to a great start.
Well, you know, something bad happened to Olivia last year. You know, I took Olivia to the Croatian Hall to watch Croatia in the World Cup. And, like, this little Asian dude ran up on us. And he kind of tried to, like, bow up on me. And Olivia, like, wouldn't introduce me to him. Like, didn't even, like, just acted like I wasn't there. Like, hey, I'm a 250-pound, 40-year-old man. I'm standing right here. You're getting into my car. You want to introduce me to this this Asian dude who's all bowed up, acting hard? So who's this, Olivia? All right. I'm not jealous, Don.
I know you're not.
I'm like the Phantom. Just
wait, that's who you were seeing last year?
No.
That was just a friend?
I think I was just paranoid because that was like the same town that my ex-boyfriend was in.
She was worried.
So I was worried.
Her ex-boyfriend is a Croatian soccer guy, and we're at Croatian Hall. She thought the ex-boyfriend was going to come Casey Jones on the back of the head with a hockey stick on the OP. Psh, not in Pedro. Well,
hockey stick wouldn't be enough.
That's right.
God dang it. Hockey stick. I see your hockey stick. I counter with my chandelier.
I'll murder you with a chandelier. So I'm sorry. I set out to not cause trouble, and then I said the guy had a happy trail.
He's in college. He does.
Not all college
guys. Yes, they do. Every single one of them.
Check out my happy trail. Well, speaking of annoying boys, and not Tim. Tim is... I like Tim. I don't like that he's taller than me. But I'm not competing with him. I'm not. The Bachelorette is back, Don.
I know.
Learn to hate yourself.
Learn to hate yourself in the Bachelorette Report.
When she wasn't on the phone with her boyfriend, sort of, going, you hang up. No, you. Last night, Olivia was watching The Bachelorette and getting it ready for us. Have you guys done that on the phone yet? You hang up.
No.
All right. That's good.
I think that's middle school.
Hey, you know, the phone was a bigger part of our lives. You know what I'm saying, Olivia? Sorry. We didn't just text and FaceTime all night.
I know. I think phone calls are better.
How do you think you would have dealt with a beeper when dating?
You didn't pull over and call me right away on a payphone? What the hell's the matter with you? That's on the 110. All right. They are episode 6 last night. They're still in Scotland. Do you remember where we left it off?
Yeah, the one douche canoe saying that everyone loves him.
Right. Well, not quite, Olivia. Do you remember where we left off?
Yes, Hannah told douche canoe Luke P. that she couldn't give him the rose, and then he freaks out and she eliminates him, but then he comes back and implodes on her.
Yeah, so he doesn't get a rose, but he gets to stay.
Why?
Because there's a rose ceremony, and he might get a rose at the rose ceremony.
You might change your mind in 30 seconds.
So here is Luke P. on the edge. Like, he's on the edge. He's starting to freak out, trying to figure out whether he's going to stay or not. And here he is, begging Hannah to stay, basically.
You were just talking in circles.
I felt like...
And saying the same thing you've said to me a zillion times.
I'll admit...
And so then, you know what that means? It makes it feel not real.
Yes, I can see that. I'll admit, I froze up a little bit. But I just want you to know that I am crazy about you, and I feel so strongly about you. And I genuinely want to marry you. I could care less about anything.
I don't care about anything but winning this competition.
No, he said anything.
I want my trophy. Give it to me now.
That's all he wants. He doesn't care about Hannah. Because I'll tell you, Hannah's a full-on spaz.
Well, everybody loves him, though. Anybody he's ever come across likes him.
One of my good friends at Amherst played football with him in Florida, and he said that was a lie. No one liked him at high school.
He's not well-liked.
Let me ask you a question, Olivia. Who would win in a fight, Tim or Luke P?
Tim's a lot taller. Ooh,
I think Tim would win with words. Luke P, physically, I'm not
sure.
Oh,
no, don't say that. About the guy you're dating. Look, the guy you're dating could literally look like Paul Simon, who got his ass beat by Edie Brickell. And you have to say that your boyfriend, Paul Simon, could kick Thor's ass.
Okay, yes.
Olivia, you cannot. Your boyfriend, even if he's a spindly little guy like Jack Skellington, and I'm not saying he is, he has to be able to beat everybody's ass. You can't say publicly that he can't, even though in your heart you might know that Luke P. might bite his throat and spit his Adam's apple into the sky and then spike it down like a volleyball. You have to say, see, this is good, though, because this goes both ways. Yeah. I mean, I could be a help to Olivia.
Yes, you could. The love guru.
Right?
Petros.
Tim is for sure listening now.
The other guys do not like Luke P. Unlike.
No way. You're kidding me.
Every other school he's ever been to, everybody hates him. But I got to say, and maybe Olivia agrees, as annoying as he is, and he is a terrible person, everybody hating him has come out the other side of being annoying too. Like, Luke P. is terrible. But as often happens on the show, this one person who's causing all the trouble becomes a focal point, and the other men become like, and worse maybe than the women, become like a jury of harpies. That's a bad look, too.
Exactly.
It's like, you're not here to date Luke. You know, you're here trying to figure out Hannah.
I think Garrett wants to date Luke.
Yeah, and all they're doing the whole time is like, well, that one time you said this, and then you didn't mean that, and then that one time, and you're not being... I was like, all right, the guy's a douche. Try to coexist.
That's a little harsh, P.
He's a douche canoe. We talked about this.
So she sits there in the other room and listens to all these guys bickering and bitching and bickering. Did you watch this, Cates? You suck. What about you, Ronnie? Don't let me down.
Ask me if I watched it.
How about you, Don? Okay. She drinks some wine. She gets her courage up.
Okay.
She drinks, goes to the neck with the wine. By the way.
What kind of wine? Kind of
looked like a white.
What kind of wine they featuring on that show?
Well, they're in Scotland. Oh. So probably like the wringing out of like.
Glenfiddich?
The wringing out of a rag that was dipped in a bucket of Glenfiddich. Let's have the first Hannah meltdown in front of the guys, which is more subdued.
I'm aware of some of the he's done. Like, I've said
everybody's
it to his
standing
face,
there. Yeah.
But I'm aware that you don't like him, okay? And so I'm still trying to piece it together.
Gotcha.
I'm tired of hearing screaming about something. If you just ask me, I can tell. Because I'm obviously you don't listen to him, and hopefully you trust me, and I'll tell you.
She's from Canada?
No, it's Tuscaloosa.
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. You didn't recognize her? Oh, you did, and you were being. Oh, I didn't think you were going to participate here. So everything is kind of just
really
you're throwing me off. Now, now that happened. Okay, she put it down, leaves the room. The guys are like, "Hey, we gotta button this up, guys. We have got to figure this out. I mean, we are being really petty." And then they start doing it all over again. They start pecking at each other like parakeets again.
It's a giant temper tantrum. Preschoolers fight better than that.
How many guys are we talking about at this point?
Like 10, 12. Like, I was watching this morning, and I felt my brain melting out of the orifices into my head. Like my eyes, my nose, my mouth, my ears. It was hard. It was hard.
My mom and sister walked away. It was that bad.
It was terrible.
I was alone by the end of it.
What do you mean they walked? They're just like, this is ridiculous.
They were over it. They like threw Don McLean. They were like, peace out. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to trademark that move.
Here's Hannah's other freak out where she goes, hey, none of you guys even know me.
None of you know anything about me and why I'm here. And what makes me me and things that I've gone through. And so, like, I don't feel comfortable in any of this because nobody's even asked. Because all we do is talk about stupid and so, like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Because at this point, like, I'm just, like, really defeated from all of you.
All of you. You've all let me down. Then as a punishment, they send them to Latvia. I'm not kidding.
It looks beautiful.
No, it didn't.
The 30 seconds they showed it.
They showed like one town square and a beer. Trust me. When they don't show the hotel, that place is bootleg. The Bachelor has no travel budget. Everything is free because everywhere they go, they promote it. They're in Latvia.
Why would they go to Latvia?
Because it's Estonia adjacent. I don't know. It was free. They go to Latvia, and then all of a sudden, the show just stopped. It's a two-hour show, Dawn. Show just stopped.
What do you mean?
I guess she walked away. Was like, I'm not doing the show. So they had to, like, they did this whole recap.
They cut to, like, 2015's episode 6? Like, how'd they fill the hour?
They tried to make it like, you know, she was really going to walk away. So here's a recap of all the relationships she's in, and we sat down with her and tried to convince her to come. It's just total BS. Really, what I found, I mean, the way I saw it is they don't have enough to fill the whole 2 hours till the season ends, so they had to BS an hour. And that's what they did last night. They BS'd an hour.
Steve said the show got extended an extra week, so that's why they had to fill it.
Effin' Reality effin' Steve.
Know. He gave us the wrong spoilers.
Stop. We got to stop with Reality Steve.
Okay.
You know he's a persona non grata around here.
I know.
Reality Steve used to work here. His name's Steve Carbone. What did he
do? I remember.
You better call Carbone. What did he do wrong? You better call Carbone. Call him and tell him, come on and get your, come get your ass, Carbone. But now Reality Steve, between me, Reality Steve, this Tim guy's hard time. As punishment, they go to Latvia and do nothing. And then they promote what's happening for the rest of the season. And it appears that Luke P., you know, watching her grind up on all these guys in a swimsuit and being like a born-again Christian, he's like, she might be having sex with some of these guys.
No.
They're rubbing their genitals on each other in their swimsuits. She's not pure. And she's like, what?
Jesus still loves me.
Yeah, she does say that I have had sex and Jesus still loves me. And I don't know if that applies to all of us, but I think we can all take that to heart. What is it, Dawn? You have your head in your hands like you're trying to come up with
I don't understand how this is still a thing.
This is the number one show in America.
How?
I want to find out if my wife is pure and chaste. It's like, dude, you're on The Bachelor.
Right.
Dude, every time we shoot you, you have your shirt off or you're taking a shower. This show is about the sexual tension of housewives in Oklahoma. So they can watch it and remember their romance.
The good old days?
Yeah, when they were dating a rodeo clown or something. I mean, that's what this show is about. Anyway, we got David Vasse next. Olivia, unbelievable work. Especially juggling your mother,
a
relationship, and Reality Steve's blog.
Have you texted old Tim?
He's texting my mom.
What about Tim?
Your mom,
you
got to
find
not
out if he's listening. You might be walking into a buzzsaw 6 o'clock.
This is bad, Olivia. You know, this almost.
I'm just going to get a text from him later, and he's going to be like, oh, I heard the show.
He might be clueless.
Actually, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, he might be clueless.
What would you say if he said that to you? All right, F you, bro.
She'd quit her internship.
I'd say, I understand.
No, we'd give her the credit. We'd end the internship. We'd give her the credit and give the relationship a chance.
No way.
We'd have to.
One stupid sports talk show can get in the way of Olivia and Tim, and she doesn't need them. F that.
Stop all them one say. Move it. Me father does a scratch and does a scratch. Me mother, she a dance, say she can't relax.
Hey, everybody, what's cracking? Corrections and retractions.
No.
The S Corp has the same name as the, what was the thing? LLC that I had before.
So it's Petro Media S Corp?
Olivia still works at Petro Media. Thank you to Olivia for the Bachelorette report and for ruining her young relationship. David Siegel joined us earlier. I'd like to forget that. Don McLean with a mock draft in our final hour. We're doing all 10, 2.0. Big news.
With a trade in there.
And we're still giving away those suite tickets for the Chevy Silverado Suite Night to see the Dodgers D-backs July 2nd, hosted by me. Guess who else is going to come by the suite and say hi?
DV.
Yeah! David Vasse's here. He's ready. It's time for Dodger Baseball. Okay. David Vasse is here on AM570 LA Sports.
Do I need to press the button?
Yeah, I guess there's Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Can be found on at
Stop
the real.
Go on, Petro.
Dave, we're not.
Dave, you're on the air. You're on the air, Dave.
Yeah. See, that's what happens when you don't play the intro. At the real underscore DV on Twitter. You see him on Spectrum Sportsnet LA, MLB Network. Of course, he's our Dodger reporter on AM570 LA Sports. Dodgers lost last night. People are pissed. Even though they're like 23 games over 500 still, still pissed. Dave, how frustrating is it that the Dodgers keep losing these low-scoring games to the Giants?
Hey! Yes, sir!
Dave!
Who's this?
This is awesome. He doesn't know he's on. Can he hear us, Tim?
Dave!
This is awesome. You're on?
Yes, we're awesome. On.
Are you live?
Yes.
Are you at B-Day?
Who is this? Oh, it's Turner. Justin. Is that Justin Turner?
Maybe.
Get out and vote for Justin Turner for the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
Dodgers.com. Get out and vote for Justin Turner, the greatest man ever in the
right
hot corner.
Now, prelim.
How's it going out there, Justin?
McClain, get your kids to start voting on that computer.
How do you know they have a computer? What are you saying,
that's
Dave? They're
true.
Privileged
that's
children?
True. Yeah, that's true. I figured it was a Commodore 64 at the McClain house.
Oh, really?
Are you on
hey,
with us
let
now?
Me tell you something, Dave. The cat is still alive. I will get you over there, and I will sick that cat on you in 1 second.
10 years ago, Dave went to Don's house for a barbecue, and he was attacked by a cat, and he hasn't returned. Now, Dave...
I spilled some wine on the couch because that cat attacked my neck.
I can't believe
the
cat's still alive.
They're blaming me for making a stain on their nice couch.
This cat stays out at night, too, believe it or not, all night.
Looking
for
Dave.
That's how tough this cat is.
Not surprised.
Look at the swipe Dave's balls.
Right off.
Dave, let's discuss why the Dodgers keep losing low-scoring games to the Giants, it seems. That guy Beedy was carving them up with his curveball and all that. What say you, Dave?
Well, I don't think it was just what Beedy was doing. Right now, the Dodgers had a few guys in that lineup that are not swinging the bat really well. Austin Barnes only has one hit since coming off the injured list. Kike Hernandez has only been hitting 170 since the beginning of May. And Jock Peterson came into the game last night 0 for his last 26. So it was you got to give some credit to Beedy, but the Dodgers had a little bit of a thin lineup last night, especially without Justin Turner in it.
Well, without Justin Turner, I mean, what can be done? What can be accomplished at all? How is old JT? He's in a good mood?
He's in a great mood. He's back in the starting lineup. He got a day off yesterday, no start yesterday, so I'm sure the shin is a little less swollen. The hamstring is a little less tight, and the knee is feeling a little bit better. So he usually plays really well the day after he gets a night off. So a little more pep in the step, as you guys heard.
Dave, yeah, I'm a little confused at what your move was, though. Was it to try and trick us to think that Justin Turner was you? What was that move off the top?
There was no move, McClain. People just start shouting into my phone when I know I'm coming on the radio or I'm about to go on TV. They just want to crash the party.
Well, why don't you go somewhere where people aren't? That's what I do when I do it for phone interviews with people.
I want to give the listener the ambiance of where I'm at, the feel of Dodger Stadium, batting practice on the field. Cody Bellinger right now.
You can't go up the third baseline a few steps so that doesn't happen?
Would you have gotten Justin Turner on your show if I did?
No, and we didn't even realize it was him until McClain figured it out, because celebrities recognize other celebrities.
The one drawback, though, is when there's some hanger-on like Dave Weiss that find a way onto the swarmy marketing guy. He wants to promote the tour stop number 3 at Vans. I thought it was in Van Nuys at first, and then he said Vans.
No, at Vans. We've been promoting it all day. Just tell him to shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, thank you. Kershaw's going tonight. It's Clayton Kershaw day. Good. Is he still in a good mood?
I don't know, Petros. I'm not getting anywhere near Clayton Kershaw today. I know yesterday he had a lot of family and friends out here for batting practice, so he'll have a lot of family members to watch him pitch tonight and be part of the pregame celebration of the 5th anniversary of his no-hitter and his bobblehead night. So I'm sure Ellen and Charlie and Callie will all be part of the pregame festivities, but Dad will be in the bullpen.
Wait, it's Kershaw bobblehead night?
It is bobblehead night for Kershaw on the anniversary of his no-hitter. 5 years ago tonight, he no-hit the Rockies.
Jeez, how come I didn't know that, P?
It was not written down in the rundown.
Jeez, Kate.
Clayton Kershaw bobblehead night, everybody.
We made a big deal about...
You know where I watched that no-hitter? In Greece. On my iPad.
Yeah, Joe Kelly's bobblehead. Met up Hugh. We spent an hour on that. It's Kershaw bobblehead night, and I don't even know about it.
5th anniversary of his no-hitter. Get it? Bobblehead night, 5th anniversary of the no-hitter. Connect the dots.
Oh, so there's not an actual bobblehead.
It is. It's the bobblehead of him raising his arms in victory after he pitched his no-hitter.
Right. But I wasn't aware that it was bobblehead night tonight.
Yes, it is bobblehead night.
Dave, will you give me one?
The 5th anniversary.
Will you give me one, Dave?
How about I give you one of my Joe Kellys?
Call Steve Brenner. He'll send it over. We've been so good to him today.
I'll get you a bobblehead, but the caveat is you have to take a Joe Kelly with it.
All right. I'll trade you my Milos Teodosic bobblehead for your Joe Kelly and Clayton Kershaw bobblehead.
And I'll come over the top with the green Elton Brand. Remember the Elton Brand that turned green for the Clippers, Carl's Jr. bobblehead? You left it in the sun, and he turned like straight up Marvin the Martian green. I wonder if that's a popular.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that and I had a Marco Yarick normal coloring. Not green at all.
Not green.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the game tonight. Dave will be all over it. Who wants to see the best NBA players in the world play? Caller 5 right now, 866-987-2570. You win a pair of tickets to see the USA men's basketball team play España, longtime rival Spain, Gasol brothers, at the Honda Center in Anaheim, Friday, August 16th. Anthony Davis, going to be a new Laker. Damian Lillard, Kemba Walker, James Harden, Donovan Mitchell. Spider Mitchell, Don McLean's guy.
The Spider One coming out July 1st.
Looking forward to that shoe. Best players on Team USA as they take on Spain, Friday, August 16th at the Honda Center. Caller 5, Olivia's going to answer the phone at 866-987-2570. We'll be right back with some quick hits, and then the centerpiece of the show that's not the Bachelorette Report, the Don McLean Mock Draft 2.0. If you didn't like all the burgeoning romance talk from this hour or the Phantom of the Opera talk from the first hour, you're going to love the third hour, because we're going to talk about R.J. Barrett.